We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach, Simon Kuf Yud Dalad, Sif Hei, discussing the Halachos of Mechiras Chametz. Mebayis Vayetzei Yisrael Rak B'Yisrael Mi'Yisrael Lachem. If one Jew is renting a home from another Jew, as any Yochel Askir Leiv Kachavim, one cannot rent that home to Leiv Kachavim, Lebayis Dira, for an apartment, B'Liv Rishus HaMaska, without the landlord's permission. You can't sublet your apartment without the landlord's permission. L'chein yisara b'feirishim ayv k'chavim. Therefore, they should clearly stipulate shenem askir loy lodaboy. He's not renting the home to the nachri who's buying his chametz to live there. He's only renting it to him rachs by kelev matatlov, that he could use it for storage. Av loy askir b'feirish, and even that he should not explicitly say that he's renting it to him, lachs by his chametz, to hold the chametz. Rakstam, lachs by Caleb Metatl Bertsonai, that the Nachri can leave there what he needs to leave there. Umakamakim, imma maskbir, if the landlord is available, the best would be, yikach menarishus laskirish, should get permission to be allowed to rent out that apartment. Became Mishanais Lodar Kodim a Pesach, somebody who's traveling away for Pesach, Vishter, Timkas Chametz, so he's not available to sell the Chametz, so his wife is taking care of it. Yitin La Rishus Beferish, he should give her explicit permission, Shataskas Acheda, that she should be the one to have permission to rent out the home, because he's the primary tenant. If somebody wants to sell somebody else's Chametz without permission, for example, his friend is not available, or his friend, unfortunately, is not well, and is not able to sell the chametz. And not only is he not able to sell the chametz, he's in such a state that he can't even give instruction to someone else to sell the chametz. Most paiskim are lenient because they take they use the concept of zach v'adam shalei b'fanav. You could do something on somebody else's behalf without his permission. Therefore, there's some batei dinim that when they sell chametz, they include in the shtar that anybody who did not have the opportunity to come and designate the bezdin to sell the chametz, they are doing so on their behalf. Sivav aslasis tanaim of kachavim. One may not make a stipulation with a nachri shlach apesim choyv of kachavim machroloi, that after the Pesach, the nachri is obligated to sell him back the chametz, or that the Jew is obligated to repurchase the chametz, because that would weaken the sale. But you could speak it out that after Pesach he'll buy back the chametz, and they'll even give him profit from this entire transaction. Siv Zayin, one may not sell the chametz to somebody who is not just religious, but somebody who's gone away from the way of Hashem, or to the son of such a woman, because she's Jewish. Even if the father is not Jewish, Lacha Shemira, she married a non-Jew after she started living this way. As far as the halachas of chametz, dinam k'mei Yisrael, they considered full-fledged Jews, v'avlei chametz Yisrael. And therefore, if they will be the ones that own the chametz over Pesach, it will be considered like it was chametz that belonged to a Jew, shovel of a Pesach, dos b'hano. It will be chametz that a Jew owned over Pesach, which, as we discussed, the halach is chametz that's owned by a Jew over Pesach, is os b'hano. Sif ches. Mishesh the chametz makam acher. If somebody has chametz elsewhere, or with derech bagos b'svina, or he has chametz on in transportation, on trucks, on a boat, you could still sell such chametz with a kinyan agav, because the property that you own, and you sell a piece of that property, and that chametz, even though it's not here right now, will be sold along with it. Still, the right thing is that they should be mafker in front of Bezdin or Shlosh Anoshim. And if somebody gets a shipment of chametz on Pesach, over chametz koneh hu yishalms Schar HaGolav Yesoy does. Since it's not considered the Jew's chametz, so the Nachri, who now owns the chametz, has to be the one to pay for the transportation fees. V'umoloi chametz, and if somebody receives chametz, asher sholach lo'ev chametz choyroi, then he received chametz. V'hu lo'ev biksha, he didn't request this chametz. V'lo yada, he wasn't aware that he's getting it. Yikabel gam ken oved kachavim. David kachavim should one should take delivery. Yishal mashem gila mevi. And he should pay for the bill and for the transportation. Yisrael yisas baklal. And Yisrael should not be involved in that chametz in any way. V'ad rabba, what he needs to do is yafkir gam ken mifnei bezdin. He should be mafka any ownership that he may have in that chametz in front of bezdin. Or mifnei shlosh anashim in front of three people. Chametz that is in transportation, that it's with a delivery company, the Paiskim disagree, what is the status of that chametz? Some say it's still in the ownership of the transportation company, and some say it's already considered to a halachic degree the property of the receiver who is Jew. And therefore, somebody who knows that he has a shipment of chametz arriving has to consider how to make sure that he doesn't own that over chametz, over Pesach. Sif Tes, Mishesh Le'Rechaim, somebody who has a mill, V'tachna Noisa Chametz Mechas Tvua Machmetzes, say, and the tax is to give a shear of chametz grain, he has to sell or rent out that mill because otherwise he becomes the owner of that chametz. If one owns animals and he wants that the animals should be able to eat chametz on Pesach, so he wants to sell the animals to a nochri before Pesach, there's a machlokes if and how this can be done. A mishaf shalal azar, and see if somebody could avoid this question tabloi. But if his animal can only eat chametz, he should ask a rav exactly what to do. Sif yuralf mutal havas yisrael kikah chametz kodem Pesach. You can lend somebody a bread of loaf before Pesach, shiach shalal lacha Pesach, and he will receive back a loaf of bread after Pesach. Yesh b'kayim shnagim b'zeh iser, there are places that say that is also considered osir because of roitzer b'kiyumai. Sif yud beiz. Im chemtzai shal Yisrael hu b'shus oiv d'kachavim. If a Jew's chametz is under the control of a nachri, oiv b'hepech, or vice versa, that chemtzai shal oiv d'kachavim b'shus Yisrael, the chametz that belongs to a nachri is under the control of Yisrael. Yas ha-shayla, the question they should ask a shayla hach hechi snagboy, what exactly to do? Kiyesh b'zehab chilukadinim, the many halachas. And of course, this opens up the question: if somebody owns stock in a company that does business in the chametz, so somebody who has ownership in a company, and not only does he have ownership in the company, but he is the one that controls the company. He is part of the administration of the company. He certainly has to sell the chametz and like any other chametz that he owns before Pesach. If somebody is a stockholder in a company that has chametz, if he has voting rights in that company, so what they should do is they should include in the mechiras chametz that they're selling the chametz. They're selling those stocks, and obviously not deal with the stocks, not buy and sell those stocks during Chol HaMoed. If somebody, however, has money in a bank, in a hedge fund, and he doesn't even know where the bank or the hedge fund or the mutual fund invests the money, then there is no problem about Yira by Yimotza. He really has absolutely no control of that chametz. It only would be a concern if he has a significant percentage of ownership of that chametz. In the absence of that, it's not considered a problem.